Dozens of members of the 9/11 Truth Movement spilled into Daley Plaza on June 2nd. Their message? We haven't been told the truth about what happened on 9/11.
Expose the 9/11 cover-up! Expose the 9/11 cover-up!
Radio host Alex Jones of the Genesis Communication Network led the charge with a megaphone, taunting the Chicago police to investigate 9/11.
For the police here today, the good people of Chicago, Chicago's finest, when they get home tonight, when they get home after a hard day and they put their kids to bed and they tuck their little ones in, they need to go to Google. And the police need to type in Operation Northwoods, and you will go to the Library of Congress. You will go to the National Security Archive. And you will read our own government saying they wanted to hijack jets and fly them into buildings. These arrogant people thought they could do this and even declassify it. They do it and they brag about it and they think it's funny.
Jones proclaimed 9/11 to be a self-inflicted wound, what he called a false flag operation, and he said he's not alone in his view.
Do you know who is now going public? Do you know who I personally have interviewed on my syndicated radio program? The former German defense minister has gone public and clearly stated that only our government could carry out these attacks. No kidding. And he's written a best-selling book showing the evidence. The former German defense minister is saying 9/11 is an inside job. What about in America? The father of Reaganomics. The father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush Sr., has gone public. Ray McGovern has gone public stating 9/11 is clearly an inside job. You know who else has gone public? Physics professors, mining school heads, underwriting laboratories, Kevin Ryan, who underwrote the World Trade Centers, they did their own laboratory test and concluded the official story is a fraud. The engineers are telling you it's an inside job. Dr. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist, Department of Labor in the current Bush administration, he quit. Dr. Morgan Reynolds has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Members of the Bush administration have gone public, but your news will not pick it up.
The group staged demonstrations outside some of Chicago's media headquarters, like this effort to shame ABC over their silence in the face of nagging questions left unanswered by the 9/11 Commission report, such as why the World Trade Center Building Number 7 collapsed when it wasn't hit by a plane.
What about Building 7? What about Building 7? What about Building 7? What about Building 7?
Protesters came from all over the country, as well as Britain and Canada. Dan came from New Jersey.
Well, we are from New Jersey because this is the most important issue of the day, really, of the last 5-6 years. I mean, the 9/11 Commission was a bourgeois commission. They didn't ask the right questions. It's important that the truth of 9/11 has to get out because 9/11 is the key to everything. Why we're at war, the Patriot Act, the wiretapping, all this stuff. It's all interrelated to this event.
Can I ask your name? Where are you from?
Richard, State of Illinois, Cicero.
And why'd you come out today?
I want to know why this government won't open us up and tell the truth.
So, have you done research on this, or how do you know about what's going on?
I'm a former international iron worker, and I know how that building was built. And that building didn't come down the way they're saying it did.
My name is Tanya Miller Bailey, and I'm here because I want to know what really happened that day. I'm ticked off, I'm hurt, I'm disgusted by what I'm finding out. I can't believe our government can do this to us, but they have. They've covered up something horrible that happened that day, and they're blaming it on other people. They know the truth. They're the only ones that know the truth, and I want to know what that truth is. We all deserve to know.
Your shirt says what really happened. What does your sign say?
The sign is a copy of what we call deception dollars. It looks like a dollar bill, American dollar bill. It's got a 9/11 on it, and it basically asks some questions. Why did NORAD not respond? It's asking to stop the cover-up of 9/11. What happened to the World Trade Center building number 7? How did that come down? It basically asks some questions, and that's the thing. We have so many questions that have not been answered, and a lot of questions that people don't even know need to be asked. The general public doesn't even know to ask these questions because they've been fed the official story, just like I was until a few months back when I discovered, hey, what the hell's going on here with my country? What the hell did they cover up? They're not telling me the whole truth about what happened on 9/11.
Hi, can I ask your name while you're here?
Russ Gerst from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, here with my brother.
So how did you find out about it?
From him. George Norrie had Dave Van Kleist on back in August of 03, I think. And that's where I heard about the Pentagon issue. So then I went to work the next day and researched it. And ever since then, it's just been totally a fraud.
Like, what do you do in your regular lives? Are you engineers, perhaps?
I'm a technician. I have my own businesses. And I have plenty of time to research this at my day job. And then at home, I work in my garage a lot during the evening so I can watch a ton of videos and audio. And I've heard them all. Rest saw them all, so I'm well informed. I'm an accountant, but I've also got a math background, so, I mean, basic calculus says that it couldn't have happened the way it happened, so that's where the science is really important to me, and then everything else just points the same direction, so.
Thanks a lot.
I don't need to know where the planes went, where the people went. I want the government to answer why there was no plane running into that Pentagon, as far as the big plane they said it was. You know, that plane is as big as it is, has to be in one of those frames, and it ain't there.
My name is Robin Magala, and I'm here because I don't believe that a world power that we are would have let its defenses down to that degree. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Who's in charge of security at the World Trade Center on September 11th?
Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush. Who?
Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush.
Really?
Really.
Well, I didn't read it in the paper.
Neither did I.
It must not be true.
Must not.
What happened on that day? The newspapers are not gonna say. Now the first plane hit the North Tower. Second one hit the South. Then something crashed the Pentagon. I better shut my mouth, I'm telling you the truth, babe. I got the 9/11 truth blue. You can't believe what they tell you when you hear it on the news.
Ian Woods is publisher of Global Outlook, the print magazine of 911truth.org. He says the purpose of the conference was not only to exchange information, but to strategize.
The goal for the conference is to develop strategies to win. We are trying to win the battle of the big lie, which is the official story put out by the 9/11 Commission report, which has been sanctioned by the White House, and also upheld by the mainstream media, a complicit mainstream media, and to bring about a revelation to people at the grassroots that the official story is completely one big pack of lies. It's unsupportable. Something else happened that day. It was an inside job. And we're trying to get this to enough people that it will have to break in the mainstream media, because the minute that we reach critical mass, and we're almost there with films like Loose Change, magazines like Global Outlook, with books like 9/11 Synthetic Terror, with Paul Thompson's book, The Terror Timeline, which is so well documented, so well backed up by the facts, and his book actually is all just about the mainstream reports of these inconsistencies that completely undermine the official story. But what we need is strategies to be able to win this war of disinformation that's coming at us from all sides, including Hollywood now with this United 93 movie, which is solidifying the legend of 9/11 in the people's minds, that there was a passenger revolt, there were cell phone calls from over 8,000 feet, which is impossible, and that somehow the American patriots won the day a little bit on by saving United 93 from crashing into maybe the White House. But the main goal of this conference is networking, sharing information, and mainly coming up with strategies, which we're going to hear about in the final plenary from the different strategy tracks. There's media, there's making movies, there's grassroots strategy, there's the research strategy, there's the spiritual, psychological strategy strategy track. And all these are meant to come together, coalesce, so that we can all work as a cooperative effort to win the battle of truth over lies.
Indeed, at the end of the conference, representatives from various group strategy sessions presented their tentative plans for moving forward, and the entire group passed a resolution calling for a general strike should martial law be imposed following another attack.